Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this is part two that we have with our good friends, Josh and Hayden from McKinney, Texas, soon to be Plano, Texas. When are you moving over to your new place?
February 1st, so like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah. And is that different than what you have been doing? What motivated you to move over to something new?
Yeah, so I got sick of driving an hour to our office.
That's a good motivation.
Are you telling me you have traffic in?
I'm not used to it at all. I came from being all virtual before. And so we're like, oh, there's this thing called traffic. And so actually it was really, really interesting. So we had put our last house on we were renting there. So we went to month to month for almost a year now. And so for that entire year, we've been looking and we're like, we just want to find the right home. Since even doing Abide and a little bit, you know, Abide really like triggered it for us. But we were like, we want to be able to host. You know, we want to start pouring more into community. We feel like we're in a season of life where we don't want to let busyness be an excuse.
So
she's always had this vision for what type of house that needs to look like. And it's, you know, it's tough in Dallas area because you see that you get your two story houses and, you know, they're just not the best for hosting. And so she's had that vision for it. Girls wanted a pool and they've just always wanted a pool. And then I just want to be close to work. And so we, in December 1st, we set our daughters down and we were like, hey, let's teach you guys. Cause we talked a lot about abiding and Hayden and I were doing it. As she mentioned, a little bit kind of for her, a little bit more off and on, for me, a little bit more consistently, but I wasn't doing it daily. And we just kind of talked about it. We're like, hey, you know, let's, you know, until Christmas, like what if we just all as a family abide together? We have all these open loops of moving, some stuff with my company, for her with leaving the church, and for us, you know, potentially stepping away from our church and finding a new church to build community. We've had all these open loops and questions for almost a year. Some of them are more than a year. And so it's like, what if we just intentionally just abide it? Like, we're not going to go into it. We're not looking for anything specifically. It's like, we just want to just like, let's do the process. And so we did that all the way through Christmas. And then the girls just, they became a habit and we loved it. And we're like, let's just keep doing this. And through that process, kid you not, decision on the home, decision on with unity on Hayden and her job, decision on us stepping and saying that we want to also give it away and start, you know, buying more. The decision on what we want to do with our church. All of these decisions that we've been struggling on and just going back and forth forever, we, in the last just 2 months of just doing it, we've made decisions, but we feel very unified on them and we feel a lot of peace with those decisions as well. So long story short, that's where the move came from. And then with that, we just randomly found this house that was perfect. And we just were like, we're doing it.
I love that. One of the things as you're sharing, I love that you brought your daughters into this. Rich can attest to this. I will attest to this. You know, fast forward to when they get to, the fact that they're learning this right now is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And when they get to like college decisions and things like that, the journey of them looking at colleges and where they're going to go and all of that is completely different for kids who have learned to abide than those who have not. And it is absolutely beautiful to watch them press in and allow God to lead them. And then the confidence that they step into that next season. So the foundation that you're laying there right now, just by walking it out in your family at this stage, is so important for future stages. So I just want to encourage you in that. Keep at it.
Yeah. So did you get a pool?
Well, we got a pool. Don't worry.
Excellent. Excellent.
I don't know if they wanted a pool or I really just wanted a pool. Yeah, no, it was, again, the Lord just working. We had been looking at houses and we weren't even looking in Plano area, actually, because for me, I love my family and I love, I'm kind of a homebody. And so I didn't want to move more than 45 minutes from my parents. And So I was like, yeah, we're not really going to move to Plano. We're good. We'll kind of meet in the middle and we'll move to Allen. And just nothing was really coming about. And I had said, okay, fine. I'll open the idea to Plano. So I had looked for almost a whole week and I had really just been seeing the same houses over and over and over. And one day I just came up to this house and it had been listed for 5 days. So this whole time I've been searching through this over and over and over, somehow just missed this house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I showed Josh and he was like, reach out. So I reached out and nobody got back. And so then I did some extra research. I don't dove really deep into finding who this realtor was. How do I find their phone number? And called them and said, we want to look at this house. And they said, okay, let's go today. So we went today and we were the only ones that had reached out. And probably because they didn't do a very good job of giving the right phone number. But... But I think just got to reach out to them and then we saw it and we said, okay, this is it. It's perfect open space. We've got a pool. We can host people. We're so excited to be hosting our first Abide retreat in April.
So, oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So we got the pool. So pool parties all summer long. We're ready.
Yeah. Great example of, you know, because Kathy and I were talking about in a series, you know, called The Prophetic of, you know, God at work, and he can do things like that, do a position where I need you to see this and I'm not going to let anybody else see it because I want you to, I have this for you, you know, and you can appreciate that, you know, and it'll be fun. We'll look forward to visiting you down there. You know, as we talked last time about, as you've, you know, grown in abiding and what it means to walk with God, including, you know, hey, they got Hayden to journal. How about that? And, mm-hmm. The beauty of that, but maybe you could share, you know, how this has impacted you with, you know, as you look at this issue of co-parenting and the fact that your ex and now is coming to church. It's all through the work of God, you know, and maybe you could just share a little bit of that about that on both sides. As the one thing about abiding is that it opens you up to be willing to follow what God has to say. And that I know that happened to you, but sure, how that happened and what happened and how God is remarkably doing stuff that we couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest issues that we've had in co-parenting is not through an issue of, you know, custody or, you know, anything like that of like just, you know, getting along with the kids, you know, those things have been there. One of the biggest issues that we've had is that as we started walking more with Christ, the houses have started looking, they started to look very different. And you can imagine as a kid, you go from one place to another place every other week.
A little bit of whiplash.
Yeah, a little bit of whiplash. Place it's, you know, hey, we talk this way, we do these things, this is what we focus on, you know, we go to church. Another place it might be very different. And so that dynamic has been a very kind of point of conflict for us. And especially with Hayden, where she grew up in a family with a lot more structure, that has been really, really hard. And so that dynamic was really tough. And so what we, especially after abiding, one thing that we started really realizing is that we're trying to control the situation so much versus just taking it to God and taking it to, you know, actually showing up like Christ, not just to our kids, but also to my ex-wife and her husband. And kudos to Hayden, because for her, I know that has to be really hard, right? Even just have to be in that situation and deal with it. But she's just always has embraced it. And she's never pushed back on the ideal of like, hey, let's show up like Christ. And it has been very, honestly, just shocking, like how fast the relationship has changed since we started doing that. Little things, you know, because our daughters would always be a little bit confused, like, well, I don't know if mom's a Christian or I don't know if, you know, they are. And the response has always been of, let's not judge them, let's pray for them and let's pray. And so our oldest daughter, Harley, she has consistently been just, hey, you guys should come to church, or hey, mom, let's read the Bible together. And like, and she would get defeated about it. And then when it didn't happen, and then she would kind of just like give up and be frustrated. But when we started abiding, and because it was in her head, she's like, I'm just going to do this no matter what now. My ex-wife started paying a little bit more attention to it. And Harley started just naturally doing it over and over again. And the next year, they finally come to church. Next, you know, they're paying a little bit more attention, like what the girls are doing. And then to the point where, and this happened when we were actually there at the taping, the point where we finally found out, where we always want to homeschool the kids, that Sierra was willing to now step into homeschool.
Wow.
To say that, hey, I want to do that. and I want to do it with Hayden, and we can homeschool these kids. And even to the point where she picked a, it's called Life Pack.
Correct. Yeah. Actually, Christina Gunn, who when we were at the taping was just pouring so much into me and just pouring so much wisdom into me. I said, yeah, we're really on the edge of moving forward with homeschooling. And she said, oh, let's talk about it. And then she said, and so-and-so come to the table and so-and-so come to the table. And so I had all these women just surrounded by me and just said, hey, here's what we did. Here's what worked. Here's what didn't work. Here's, you know, three great programs to walk into. And so Josh is sitting there. I'm like taking notes as fast as I can. And Josh is texting Sierra like, and they said this and they said this. And so at that moment when she said, okay, let's do this, we were just like overwhelmed with such amazing godly women who had already done this that encouraged me, but just so much resource. And then not only at that table, but weeks later, I'm getting text messages. How are you doing? How's the process? Do you need support? Do you want to hop on a call? Which one did you pick? And so we picked a Christian founded, it's called AOP Life Pack. It's one of theirs, which is, and again, incredible so far. It's been amazing. But so we picked that. And then months later, when we were about, or probably like a month or two later, when we were getting all the material, ordering everything, I get a phone call and there's a Bible course to it. And we kind of just knew that we were going to get it no matter what. Mm-hmm. We'll just do it at our house when we have them versus pushing it onto other people. And I get a phone call from their mom and said, hey, I really want to get the Bible course with all of their curriculum. What do I do? Which one do I get? How do I pick it? And then I just was like, turn the TV off. Everyone stop. And it was so neat that she could, after, you know, a lot of things we've been walking through this year, that she could pick up the phone and say, hey, I want to get this Bible course. What do I do? And I feel like the Lord's really orchestrated that. And it just building her and I relationship over the last few months and just being able to pick up the phone and just really having that, just the Lord providing, just the Lord being in the middle of that and bringing reconciliation between us and just being able to be fruitful and kind of like what Josh was saying about control. I love control. I feel like that's how I've always kind of grown up. And the Lord's, I think, always tested me in that, but I've never recognized it. And when we were at Abide and did the last day exercise, and I felt like the Lord really put peace on my heart. And I was, okay, I'll try. And that's something that Josh had really been talking to me before we even got to Abide. Like, hey, you need peace in your life. Like, you have got to find peace in something. Just because I was trying to control so much. And it came from a heart of, I just want the best for the people that I love. I want the best for the girls. I wanted the best for us, for my family. And I wanted to help so badly, but that's not what the Lord needed me to do. About a month ago, we were in Arizona for his business partner had passed, and we got to go to a new church. And the sermon was all about peace. Mm-hmm. And how different. We can say, oh, I have peace in this. But when you have the peace that the Lord offers, it is so deeply different than just saying, I'm good. And so after her journaling and really been pouring into, okay, Lord, like you say you want to give peace, what does peace mean? And really abiding with that, I finally can say that I have experienced what the Lord has intended peace to be.
Mm. Yeah.
Just seeing how he's worked in that situation, it's almost like, how can you not? But really being able to like surrender that control, because when you abide, you see the Lord working and you have to, you know, you almost have to surrender because you're like, he's providing so much. How could I not? And so just being able to surrender that control and really experience what peace is. Mm-hmm. It's been really encouraging and been funny. It clicked to me. We were at dinner with Bob and Carrie the other night talking about Abide, and it clicked to me in that moment of, oh my goodness, I was journaling about peace. And I've been telling you guys this story about how the Lord's given me peace and control. And so, yeah, it's been really sweet.
Yeah. What did, as you learned, and this is an issue for really all of us, is that we have a desire to control our environment because we think if we can, then it'll be easier. Actually, it isn't. But what have you, as God has worked you through that, what has he shown you as what's important for you to let it go while you experience him delivering? Hey, I can handle this. Let me give it to you.
Yeah, I think there's been different situations for different areas of my life. For example, one is being a stepmom. the harsh reality at the end of the day is I am not their mom. I can love them. I can encourage them. I can want to be, but at the end of the day, I'm not their mom. They have a mom who loves them so much. And for me, that was one of the hardest things of control to let go. But also how the Lord's worked in that has been, I have such a different opportunity to get to love them differently and get to pour into them differently. So I feel like the Lord's really pushed me in just intentionality in relationships in a different way. So as a mom for that, I think that's been really neat to see how I can be their stepmom. I can be their bonus mom. I'm not going to be their mom, and that's okay, because the Lord has something different in store for me with them. And so I think for me, just kind of really working on changing that relationship with the girls has been really sweet, because less pressure too, right? I think less pressure and just saying like, okay, Lord, this is your relationship. Yeah, I think that intentionality relationships.
Yeah. And then for me, control-wise in that situation, it's I always thought it was from a good place of where we would have anything that would happen, or you know, Seer will always call me first if it's something with the kids. Like it's, and so I would always feel like, and hate and ask, like, man, why are you so nice? Or things like that. I'm like, well, because her husband isn't a believer, and because there's no discipleship there, it's like, so it's now my responsibility to kind of step up in that role if I want something to happen with the girls. And so I would take that. And I never realized until just recently that was me trying to control the situation.
Wow.
Me using the excuse of, well, I'm just going to show up as Christ would. And like, you know, I'm going to walk her through these things, because if I'm really nice and I kind of, you know, guide her, then we'll actually get the girls, we'll, you know, get what we need from the girls in a sense. And so it hit me that I was controlling that in a really good way, versus just kind of stepping back and focusing on discipling my family, focusing on discipling the girls and Hayden, and just like our walk with abiding. And what will naturally, and what we're seeing is naturally happening, is that her and her husband are kind of following suit in a sense. And then the other thing for me that was really hard, where I realized I had to let go of control, is that, man, I need to start, I need to pray. I should be praying way more for her husband than I am right now. Yeah, and sure. I should be praying that as we kind of walk through this and he comes to church, that like God touches his heart, because if that happens, that could be the most amazing thing for our families, because you know, then you have someone who's, you know, at the head of the household over there who's submitting to Christ. And so it was just that kind of let, you know, it gave me that release of I can let go of control. I don't have to feel like it's my responsibility to necessarily disciple my ex-wife, because I get a lot of pressure, as you can imagine. So that letting of control has been pretty empowering. And as she just mentioned here, I think it's brought me a lot more peace.
Yeah. Yes.
At the end of the day, it's the Lord can work through anybody and everybody. And so we don't have to sit here and say, oh, the Lord's only going to work through us. We forget that just because they're kids doesn't mean the Lord's not going to work through them and the Lord's not going to speak. And so I think if we're pouring into our girls and discipling our girls, the Lord's going to work in that. The Lord's going to use them more so than us to encourage them. And I think they're seeing that. I think there's been some pretty cool instances where the Lord really spoke through the girls to us, and then we've got to recognize that. And for me and my job, I love my job in ministry, but we knew the Lord was calling us to something else. And so selfishly, we had made the decision, and I'm sitting at my desk one day, and the girls were there at the office with me. They're sitting at the desk right behind me working. And I'm just sitting there in my head, like, very sad. Oh my gosh, like I don't want to leave this place. I love these people so much. And so I'm trying to make an excuse over and in my head, saying like, okay, we could probably make it work if I just do this, or if we just do this. And so I'm sitting there in my head contemplating, how in the world are we going to make this work? And then Casey, our daughter behind me, goes, hey mom, look at this. I want to share this with you. And she was doing her Bible lesson for the day in her school. And she reads me this little part of it. And it was talking about how when the Lord calls you to do something, you have to go. And she said, Mom, I really feel like this is what we are talking about right now, and moving and you not working. She had no idea that the Lord was utilizing her, because I was sitting there in my heart going, okay, how do we make this work? What do I do?
And that's so good.
Missed her. And so, but getting later on that day or that night, we sat down and I said, Casey, do you know how the Lord worked today? She was like, what are you talking about? And I know what you're saying, Mom. And I, you know, I explained, I said, what you did there, and I got to explain that and how sweet it was to me and how much it impacted me. And she's like, oh, like the Lord can use me like that. And so that conversation and seeing that was really cool, because I think that encouraged her too, of how much the Lord's going to use her in so many different situations. So yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's all a beautiful kind of a description of, interesting enough, you know, you said God had to work with you through control. The one thing we're trying to do is create an environment where we're, you know, everything is working. And God says, actually, if you let it go, it'll all work. And guess what? It'll be one heck of an adventure, you know, which is what you're in the middle of right now, because you're going to be moving here in a few weeks to go to your new place, get that resettled, enjoy it. First of all, you're going to have opportunity to give it away, because you'll use that as a place for retreats and pool parties and family and all this, including, interesting enough, you know, your ex and her husband. And, but it's just the beginning of, you know, I have a different place for you. And Josh, you know, you have all kinds of decisions coming up about your business. And as you release, I have to control it, to just follow God. What a joy that's going to be, you know. So thank you so much for sharing. It's been very powerful, I think, just to have us watch and see and experience, you know, really what God is up to. And it's going to be really fun to have you come back and tell the next chapter of all that's happened. And particularly after you get settled and, you know, you find your new place, Hayden, it'll be fun to say, okay, what happened? Yeah. And where did God take you? And we can see it. And, you know, Kathy can attest, the joy we get to have is we get to actually get to see the joy on your faces.
Right.
And we know how fantastic is that, you know? And so thank you both for sharing. And Father, we just thank you for their story, for where you have them. They're taking this next phase into a new location, new church, new job, new opportunity with their children. And we just pray for favor for them to continue to surrender their will to you and receive the very, very best that you have for them, to enjoy the walk, the adventure of the walk. And we get to share in the fruit of that. And so we just pray for them to thoroughly step into the place that you have for them and possess the promised land. And we thank you and praise you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, guys. So encouraging. And I think just a beautiful story. Like, if anybody missed last week, you should go back and hear that one too. Mm-hmm. But just a beautiful story, honestly, of God taking this point, the two of you, and rewriting the story for the generations to come. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just see it even as you express that. Casey, is that what you said? You know, as she brings to you God's word and starts speaking into that, and I see them beginning to walk in that. And what a beautiful new story God is writing, that is not just for you, not just even for your children, but for your children's children. Yeah. And what will be changed because they learn to walk with him and hear his voice and do exactly what you're doing, simply live out of that overflow. So beautiful freedom there. So thanks for sharing. And listeners, thank you for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. God bless you guys. And we'll see you at the pool. See you guys. Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.